find yourself in. The children are come to the birth, and there is not strength to bring forth. What does that mean? It means a lot, actually. Well, it means this, in such a needy time, and in the case of a mother, and labour, and a child. The thought is this, that when all energy has been spent by the mother, and if the labourer has not been successful, and the child is there, needing to be brought forth, to be born, but there's no strength in the mother, it's critical. That's what he's saying here. The children will come to the birth, it's a time of travail, it's a time of labour, but there's no strength in the mother to bring the child forth, and that puts life in danger. It's dangerous for the mother, it's dangerous for the child, and what is needed? Intervention. Help. That's why Hezekiah says this to Isaiah. This was the scene. It was an alarming state of affairs. Hezekiah saying, look, we are outnumbered. The threat is too big. We are small. We cannot fight them. We cannot contend with them. We cannot battle against them. We are brought forth to a time of spiritual birth, and in a human capacity, we have no help in ourselves. We need intervention. That's what he's saying here. This was the confession of complete and utter need. It was an alarming state of affairs. Brethren and sisters, irrespective of the particulars that surround our current crisis, and irrespective of our individual thoughts on individual matters surrounding what has happened, it would be wrong to say that we are not in a crisis. We are, in one way or another. And there's a sense in which, whether it's the church or whether it's this nation and this world in which we live, but I speak on behalf of the Church of Jesus Christ, we are brought to a place that is akin to this. And we must come to a place where we say we need God to intervene. Because this was the cry that came from Hezekiah to Isaiah. We need prayer. Lift up thy prayer for the remnant.